There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor,
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 and doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar, I know we want to talk a little bit about the death of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez and the links, perhaps, whether they are there or not, to other doctors that have been mysteriously killed, died, missing, whatever, we don't know. But real quick, you know, on a lighter note, we just ended last hour talking about kids. You've got kids, I've got kids. Super Don has had kids, although they're grown. And it was an interesting story about disobedience. That the kids who are a little bit disobedient, they didn't say how much, but they tend to be more economically viable as adults than those who follow every rule. And I'm not saying kids disobey your mom and dad. That's not the message, because there are rules for a reason in some cases. But I think it's interesting that the kids who are a little bit squirrely on this might end up doing better later in life. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's accurate to say the kids that are disobedient do better in life. What it actually is those who test the boundaries, those who push the envelope, push the edge, they may be perceived as being disobedient, but it has always been a sign of intelligence. So the more intelligent a child is, and we see this all the time as we're treating children with autism, they are far more intelligent than their peer groups. They're cognitively superior. And, for example, with my kids, especially with my, you know, with Abby and then my youngest, Rahan. I mean, Rahan seriously pushes the envelope.
Yes.
But that's the sign of intelligence, because you know, people think, oh, well, to manipulate the environment. Anybody who's manipulative is bad. That's the connotation that we have in society. But that's not true, because to manipulate your environment, to manipulate your situation, that's always trying to take the situation and create a positive outcome for yourself. So to manipulate your situation, manipulation has a connotation of negativity, but it's not. Manipulation can be positive. You can manipulate. I think
sure.
If we label it that way, it's positive and negative, but to manipulate just means to change to your own benefit or for your own benefit. And so children that are perhaps perceived as disobedient, they're really just pushing the edge, the envelope, to see how far can I go. And they are actually trying to manipulate their environment to their own benefit, and that's basically the sign of cognitive superiority. That's it.
Yeah, Super Don was mentioning that with the kids. It's like they're like little lawyers. They all find ways to find every little loophole in life to try and, you know, squirrel through or around. And, you know, they're testing, as you said. They're testing limitations, finding out and pushing a little bit. And, of course, those kids tend to find their way and don't end up to be little sheeple, which, you know, we're not big fans of the sheeple.
Exactly. And that's the key right there, because they have learned to think for themselves. And they will question, and there's nothing wrong with questioning. Now, the people that would label those children as disobedient, I think that they've got an issue, because they don't understand intelligence, so they're looking for the sheep in the children. But I encourage my children to question. I encourage my children, you know, of course, when there's a boundary that's created, they can push the envelope. I understand what that envelope is. If they cross it, there has to be a consistent set of consequences, and then they learn where their boundaries are. But I think if your child questions and tests you all the time, then you need to say a prayer of gratitude and thanks, because you have an intelligent child.
And moms are now going, oh, man, really? I have to be thankful? But I understand. But, you know, on the other hand, there is a real kind of a tragic story unfolding. We don't know the outcome of it, but two 14-year-old boys were, you know, they're allowed to go out on their fishing boat. I think it's a motorized boat off of, like, West Palm Beach area or Jupiter. And they're not supposed to go out into the ocean, and evidently they did, and their boat has been found capsized like 70 miles away, got caught up by the Gulf Stream, and they're missing. So is for the kids listening. That's the other side of this. When mom and dad set some limits, they're usually not doing it to annoy you. Typically, it's to keep you safe when you're not sure. The judgment is not all there at the age of 14.
Yes, that's absolutely true. In fact, we had in our own family a situation occurred in the last 48 hours. And I won't go into the details except that I did something that, as a parent, you know, you know you're right doing it, but you always think about it and it kind of keeps you up. And, of course, mm-hmm. the next day things were, you know, way, way better. And to those that don't understand, they're confused. Like, how can that be better? You know, you discipline your child in a harsh way. But, you know, there's an attitude first, and then there's – because you set them up for success. And when you set them up for success and you push them beyond what they think that they can do, and they're crying and throwing a temper tantrum, and then they actually achieve what they thought they couldn't do because of your encouragement and your stance and not giving in, and they finally break through, then they have that sense of accomplishment. And it's a very positive experience. And, of course, during the time, it can be hard for the parents. And remember that your child will push you to the edges. Whoever gives in, it's not a win or lose, but if you give in to your child, you may say child won, you lost, but in actuality, the child lost. Because you as a parent, your role is to make sure that you have that consistent message. And if you break, we can talk about this specifically, an example with like autistic children, or with any child that may throw a temper tantrum. And when I've had parents say, well, he doesn't understand, he's autistic. I'm like, no, you don't understand. He is training you, and he knows when he can and when he can't get away with certain things. For example, the temper tantrum aspect. He's an angel in the house, but when we go out in the public, he doesn't get his way. He throws a temper tantrum. Why does he throw a temper tantrum? Because he knows that that's the way he's going to get what he wants. And so this is the situation I teach to parents, okay, at home, find something the child wants. You can't do spanking because, one, you know, it's not appropriate, but especially for an autistic child, it's not appropriate because they actually have a sensory input deficit. So they like that feeling. You know, if you spank a child with autism, they actually like it because they're feeling more. That's why they're walking the tips. That's why hand pops, because they have a sensory input deficit. When you give them more sensation, they actually crave that. They like the squeezing, that type of sensation. So what you don't want to do is, you know, you don't want to use that. You want to use something like if they have an iPad or some toy. Then you take that toy and you remove it. And as soon as they give you the desired behavior, reward that desired behavior. Now, parents say that works beautifully, but when we go in public, it doesn't work. I said, the reason it doesn't work is, tell me what happens. And, of course, the child throws a temper tantrum. The parent doesn't want everybody else to stare. So the parent gets into the child and gives them what the child wants. And I said, that's because you, as a parent, weren't consistent in the reinforcement. Because you want to appease the child, you give the child whatever they want, and you just sent the wrong signal. So the child learns, oh, if I throw a temper tantrum in public, I can get what I want. It won't work in the house because mom won't give in, but outside, mom doesn't want to be stared at by passerby, so she gives in.
Right. Well, and again, these intelligent kids, whether they're considered in autistic spectrum or not, they know how to play a parent. This is just time immemorial. Yeah.
Exactly. Because they figure out, it's very, you know, simple. Well, if I throw a temper tantrum in the house, I don't get rewarded. I don't get what I want. So I have to be quiet. But in public, as soon as I throw a temper tantrum, I get what I want. Because mom doesn't want everybody to stare at her, so I get what I want. So that's why they only throw a temper tantrum in the public. So I tell the parents, it doesn't matter if you're in public or private. You keep consistent with that same message. You don't give in. As soon as you give in, the child says, okay, that's what I need to do to get my parent to give in. If you are consistent with your methodology, the child will then be consistent with their actions.
All right.
It's the same principle, you know, in training any animal. A child is the same type of thing. The difference is a child is a lot more intelligent, but to reward the desired behavior, it's the same thing. It's a consistent message. Whether it's a killer whale, dolphin, which my brother used to train for years, or you know, camels or dogs or whatever, it's the same thing. With a child, the same thing. It's rewarding the desired behavior.
All right. Well, a little bit of free parenting tips here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar. Very cool. And I've seen you've spoken to many families of children who have been vaccine injured, autism, and this message has been consistent as well from you to them, and it's a very powerful one. So take note. Now, I want to switch gears here. No easy way to do this, but we have been on the air since the loss of my good friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who you knew, as well as Bradstreet and others. Now, some are trying to link all of these things together. I'm not willing to just automatically assume they're all linked. However, we do know there is motive to take out certain people who are rocking the boat in a big way. But I haven't gotten to talk to you about any of these happenstances, so to speak. If you want to ask or answer any questions from your experience, what do you think's going on?
Well, it's hard to say what's going on, Robert. And, of course, it's certainly curious, at the very least, that...
Yes.
What is it now, 11 or 12?
It's a decent number, but again, in the large scheme of things, people die every day. It just happens to, when it happens to be in a community where a lot of folks know a lot of folks, and they have a kind of a renegade approach to something, you know, it's right for people to question. I'm not just going, yeah, that's definitely what happened, but, you know, there's a lot of folks that, like, I look at this, let me just speculate on Nick Gonzalez. Nick, if they really wanted to accomplish something, if somebody took him out, right? They could have done it 10, 15, 20 years ago when they first saw him reversing pancreatic cancer and said, oh, this guy's trouble because he's got all the pedigree, he's got all the right schooling, but they didn't. To do it now is to martyr the man. He's so beloved, he's done so much good for so many, it's not going to go well. So maybe there's motive for a big pharma minion to do this, but is it a good idea?
Well, again, you know, I think it's the numbers, the 11 or 12, whatever it is now, within the integrated community, all within, you know, 60 days. It is curious. I don't think it's probably big pharma or anything, anybody like that. I think it's probably it's somebody rogue or it's somebody that's disgruntled or somebody that's trying to send out a message, or maybe it's a message of intimidation that they're trying to do. I don't know. I know that there have been a couple of strange things that have happened with me personally.
Mm-hmm.
In the last, you know, I actually haven't said that out. I haven't said it publicly, but I guess my wife, if she hears the show, she'll hear it now.
But anyway, don't listen, Deb.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just been kind of curious things, you know. But
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't change anything for me, and whatever was kind of strange seemed to. I guess the thing is that there would be an expected response, and the expected response didn't occur as the other party may have expected, and so,
okay.
You know, things just, you know, everything went normal. So I don't know, maybe, because I certainly wasn't thinking about it. In fact, I was thinking about something totally different, and then when it happened afterwards, I thought that was serious.
Hmm.
So, you know, I don't know really whether you can speculate, but I think if it is somebody doing something like this, it's probably somebody rogue or somebody who's disgruntled.
Right, right. And that's a speculation that's more, I think, reasonable at this point. We'll see. The GCMAF, we may talk about that if you have some opinion on that when we come back from this break. But also, we've got some other stories we want to cover as we do Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar. How junk food can damage your body in 9 days or less. And, of course, serious side effects of drugs not being reported to FDA, according to law.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, just so it's clear, I mean, when we cover controversial stories, we don't do it so we'll attract a bigger audience. We're not motivated by that. We, you know, in Dr. Bitar, we care about getting people well, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. And by the way, Dr. Bitar, last hour, really cool. We got a listener who got the Power to Heal is Yours sticker they put on their window, their back window, like one of those things you can stick on. And somebody came up to their car and said, thank you, I really needed to see that message today. I had no idea about the show, but it was so cool to hear how these empowering words are playing themselves out in the world long after we're off the air, which is awesome and exciting to me to hear.
Absolutely. The power of words has always been so underappreciated, and they really are. It really is crucial for people to listen to those words. I have, over the last few years, my wife and I have both talked about this, and we've tried to consciously choose our words, and sometimes consciously choose them on, you know, negatively when you're trying to hurt somebody, which isn't a good thing.
Yeah.
You get angry, but right. The power of words really, really goes far beyond what we think, and using empowering words has a benefit that lingers way beyond, you know, the initial time frame when the person hears those words. They tend to linger on, and I have seen that personal benefit myself. In fact, there's a great book, somewhat of a Christian, almost like a preaching type of,
proselytize?
Yes, it's a proselytization type book, but it's called Hung by the Words, I think it's, or Hung by the Word, is it? Hung by the Tongue. I think that's what it is, Hung by the Tongue.
Okay.
And it's actually talking about the power of words. It's a powerful book from that aspect. Of course, it it is preaching, but the point of the book, the essence of the book, is basically talking about how important it is for you to consciously think of the words that you're using,
right?
And how you can change your meaning by just changing the word. It actually changes your intention, and I think it's something that's, from a healing perspective, crucial.
Yeah, and there's resonance in homeopathy. There's resonance. We know energy. You get a sense. We've talked about walking in a room with people who are angry. You feel it. People who are elated, happy, and grateful. You feel it. There's the vitamin L. The intangible is very tangible in my life. And of course, I'd like to think what motivates us is that vitamin L, that love, because ultimately that's going to overwhelm the forces of evil. You know, when they're going to try to do bad things, either in mass or individually. You know, whether we talk about the Monsantos of the world or we talk about our friends that have passed from this world, you know, particularly Dr. Nick Gonzalez's memorial services tomorrow. And, you know, the concern I have for the people that are just linking things when there may not be a link is like when I know something personally about the people involved and I'm hearing things that aren't congruent with that, then I ask questions and I say, what about the source of those making these claims?
Right.
And so even in the new media, you have to ask questions about what's being presented. Just because it's new media doesn't mean it's always right either.
Absolutely, that's true. So I like to say all the time, just because a doctor is an integrative doctor doesn't make him better than a non-integrative doctor. Because many people have come and said that. And I said, look, there's a lot of doctors that are conventional docs that don't necessarily go into the integrative arena, and they're fantastic doctors. And I know many doctors that are integrative doctors that I personally would never go to. So it has nothing to do with, you know, whether you're whether you follow a certain philosophy or not. It's that intention behind the individual. So people tend to label, and you have to be very careful with labeling. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. So I think it, you know, as we go, our prayers, hearts go out to the families who are affected, those doctors that have been lost, and they're elsewhere in a better place. But at the same time, it's like anything. We are the ones left behind, but hopefully we carry on good traditions. And in the sense of what I know personally of Dr. Nick Gonzalez, his life, I can't say enough good about his intent and his intense desire to help folks and to continue to research right up to the moment he was gone. He was researching. We just, like I said, I really appreciate those who have dedicated their lives in this way and lived accordingly.
Yeah, I think that there was an article I was surprised to see on National News talking about equating one particular type of treatment to all these doctors, and I personally have had a couple of patients have asked me about it. I've told them, you know, go check it out. I haven't seen any benefit from anything clinical that I was like, oh, wow, I got to incorporate this into my practice. So I never have. I just haven't seen any benefit that I would, you know, be impressed with.
Right.
I don't think... Yeah, we can talk about that if you want.
Sure. And also, you know, in that video that everybody's pointing to as evidence of a conspiracy to go after Bradstreet and others, no mention of mercury in autism, which is like, to me, that's an alarm bell right there. Anyway, we'll talk about it because that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll go places where you will dare to tread, but you will because you're here with us, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar. More on the other side of this break, including a question about myasthenia gravis.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, sometimes bureaucrats and corporations are the bad guys. Sometimes there's, I hesitate to use the word bad luck, Dr. Bitar, You know, because you look at things like someone who appears to be healthy and does all the right things, and they die suddenly of a massive coronary. Some have called them the widow makers, things like that. Horrible, horrible, just suddenly gone. Unpredictable. And aneurysm, things like that. And, you know, little or no warning in those cases, often it can happen. And so with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, some people are wanting to say it's foul play. I'm not willing to say that necessarily at this point. For a lot of reasons, and one of which it is plausible to have a really good diet and to still die of a coronary, a collapse. Something really devastating happens, like being suddenly hit by a Mack truck, but inside your body.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And there are genetic predispositions. You can look at the opposite extreme with somebody like George Burns, who smoked and drank till he was 99 years old and, you know, didn't have a problem. And you have people at the opposite extreme that have always had a clean, good, healthy diet. And they'll end up dying of a myocardial infarction. And what people don't understand, they always say, well, it's, you know, blockage. There wasn't enough time, or his diet was too good, or he exercised, and so there couldn't have been a blockage. But many, many times when you do a PTCA or when they do an autopsy on a patient where they've got an angioplasty or results showing where the blockage is, you know, when they do the inject the dye and then they do fluoroscopy, and you can see exactly where the blockage is. And when they go in and do the operation, they find that there's no blockage. And what you actually saw on that fluoroscopy scan that looked like a blockage was actually an acute spasm, because the dye or whatever else caused the vessel to spasm at that time, just like a Charlie horse or a cramp or anything else.
Right.
Yet, the vessel clamps off. Well, if you have a vascular spasm at the wrong place at the wrong time, you're going to basically cause occlusion, just like a clot, and you're going to have distal perfusion that will be now compromised. You're not going to get the blood to the heart to nourish the heart muscle, et cetera, and you're going to end up having that muscle have an acute event, and it's going to die, and that can cause, that's basically what we call a myocardial infarction or a heart attack commonly, and it'll take a person. And so you can have that proper diet, like you said, and you can do all the right things, and it'll still take you. And this is the one reason that I've always said that when it's our time, it's our time. We have to live our life as if it's the last day on the planet. We have to live our life as full as we can and do the best that we can and live not in fear, because then you're not really living. If you live in fear, you're not living. And I would much rather live one day completely free and how I'd want, rather than live 100 years in fear. So,
right.
Because that is not living. And Dr. Gonzalez, you know, I didn't know him nearly as well as you did. We lectured at a couple conferences together, and he always came across to me as a very balanced, fit individual. And, you know, at 67, you know, is that early? Of course it's early, but if you look at the national average, 72 years of age is a national average for a male. And so, you know, he was pretty close to that. And, you know, is it possible that that happened? He lived in New York City. He was probably under a lot of stress just because you're dealing with life and death situations all the time. You know, he probably wasn't getting as much sleep. You know, I know my wife's always telling me I need more sleep.
So, I mean, yes.
The point is that, you know, we like your schedule, you know, traveling, seeing people, on the radio 6 days a week, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of obligations, and it's not like you're laying back and having somebody feed you grapes and fanning you all the time. You know? So that type of stress does reduce maybe the lifespan a bit, and he almost was a, you know, 72 years old age for a male is what is considered to be a good life.
Yeah. Well, and I know he dedicated his life to help his patients. He would go to the end of the earth to make it, you know, to dig deeper in research. And I always respected him for that. At the same time, you know, we are concerned for one another to say, you know, every once in a while, if our wives remind us or our friends remind us, hey, Dr. Bitar, take a little day off. And you're good at that. Sometimes you'll actually do that. You'll unplug, you'll go places, which is cool. I think I could be better at doing that, too, occasionally. But these are very real issues.
I'm not that, Robert. I actually believe it or not. Because even when I'm traveling, though, I'm usually working, but I feel more stress if I'm not.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing.
I think that's the point there, isn't it? Because like Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, he's going out to Montana. He's going to Hawaii. You know he's working entirely. But these folks are driven. They're mission-oriented. And maybe it's a sense of, I don't know how much time I have on this planet here to complete my mission, but I'm going to darn sure do everything I can to do what I can to complete it.
And that's exactly what I feel. I feel like I've got three lifetimes of work to accomplish in this lifetime. And, you know, I'm already halfway through this lifetime, and I'm right now behind schedule.
Yeah. So take, I don't know if you like CBD. I do. That seems to, you know, take a little bit of the edge off of it. But whatever you do, if you do homeopathics, I like the 911 stress control from Dr. King. But, you know, remember the exercise, the vigorous, appropriate vigorous exercise is always really a release that can be a longevity inducing.
That's my key right there. I mean, if I don't do it, I just don't feel good. And I was just talking about that earlier on with my wife and with my sister about that aspect, because there's certain things you have to do. Even eating, I've found that I wasn't really a big salad eater, and not that I believe in people need protein and such, but I remember when I was in the Middle East, every meal was with tabbouleh, and I have been craving that. For 2 weeks I ate that, and I just felt better. I needed that protein. Now, if you just eat just that, then I don't feel as balanced either. Again, it's all about balance, but that exercise, I have to do my exercise. If I don't do my exercise, I don't think well. I don't function well. My energy's not in the right place. My mood isn't in the right place. To me, it's almost like a drug. So I don't take cannabidiol. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do any of this other stuff. I haven't partaken on it. Not to equate cannabidiol with drinking and smoking, but you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand. I mean, listen, we've got to find the ways that work for us is the point. And if something works for you, you know, more power to you, as long as it's not detrimental and actually harming you. And, of course, that's a baseline for us, and that we know there are 1,000 ways to get to a certain destination. And everybody's on their own individual path. What we do here, what you've done, of course, with the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, is provide some pathways for folks that, you know, growing up in America, we were largely completely devoid, if you will, of these pathways. They were hidden from us.
Right. Well, I think that the exercise aspect, if we start talking about that, you know, I'm going to give exercise a little plug here again. It is completely free. I'll tell you a quick short story, Robert, that I don't really have enough time, but this actually brings it home. I had a patient of mine, a very affluent patient, and one day, this is before the book came out, almost a decade ago, one day he just finally told me, he goes, listen, every time I freaking come in here, you're always talking about exercise, you're always getting on me about exercise. What the hell is it with you about exercise? It's not like you get paid anymore if you, you know, promote exercise. And I looked at him, and I was so appalled, and I grabbed a prescription, and I wrote exercise 3 times a week, you know, 30 minutes minimum. I handed it to him, and I said, you're going to pay for this prescription when you check out. And he starts laughing. I said, you can laugh all you want, but you're going to pay. I buzzed my office, but I said, there's a prescription that he's going to have. You're going to charge him. And my staff buzzed me back, and they're like, I don't know, what do you put this in the computer for? I said, $50. And I said, you're going to pay $50 every time till you understand it. Just because it's free, it doesn't mean that it lacks value.
Right.
And I made him pay the $50 as he walked out. So when the next time when he came, he goes, okay, you know, I get your point. And I told him, I said, listen, exercise is free. God gave it to us. But just think back into the fundamental aspects of how the Creator created us. He gave us legs to walk. He gave us arms to use. He gave us all these aspects that we had to hunt or gather our food, you know, when you go back 20, 50, 100, 200, whatever, you know, whatever you believe, how many, divine creation or Darwin's theory of evolution, whatever. The point being that we have had to use more of our body to sustain ourselves. Just like we talk about your grandfathers, you know, back when I was a kid, I had to drive, you know, walk 50 miles in snow, barefooted, blah, whatever the case is.
But we designed to work this body. It was designed.
Exactly. And today we don't. Nowadays we do not. When's the last time we hunted for a hamburger? So if you exercise, you're going to get a natural component. The growth hormones go up. It's an aphrodisiac. You feel so much better. You reduce peripheral vascular resistance. You increase your balance. Your hormonal cascades increase. Your heart rate comes down. Your respiratory rate comes down. You know, you're getting a natural lymphatic surge. Your blood is perfusing through the body. But it's just so incredibly beneficial. And if people don't partake in this free gift that the Creator gave us, you are not living.
And if you don't appreciate what Dr. Batar is saying, we're going to write you a script and charge you $50. So you better get it now.
Sure, we can do that too. We can do that too.
Well,
what
with that, let's go to the listeners. They have questions occasionally, including now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Terry Nesbitt, 68-year-old male with myasthenia gravis. One of your guests last week on your talk show stated that he had successfully treated myasthenia gravis by removing mercury from his patients. Can you tell me what process he used to do that? I would also like to ask if his contact information, if possible. Also, I'm a Vietnam vet. Is there anything related to the link with MG and Agent Orange exposure. Now, Dr. Bitar, to be fair, he wasn't sure who was saying it. You may have referenced myasthenia gravis and talked about the mercury link, so this may be a question for you.
Oh, when you sent me the email, I asked him who he was talking about because I didn't know who the guest you had on that, you know, that made that comment because I've, well, okay, you remember my email that I sent you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you didn't have a guest on that talked about this.
No, I don't think so. I'm thinking it was you, and he didn't know it was you, and now we got to say, you want Dr. Bitar, go to drbuttar.com, Terry.
Oh, so I'm the guest.
Yeah, well, again, if you're a new listener to the show, they may not get it. No, you're my co-host on Mondays, Advanced Medicine. Dr. Bitar, Robert Scott Bell, together, each and every week, just to make it clear, Terry.
That confused me, too, because I asked in my email to you, I was like, you know, who is he talking about? Because I would like to see if I've never heard anybody talk about the connection between myasthenia and mercury. But, okay, so I'll just study my experience. We've had about half a dozen patients or so that have had myasthenia gravis. The commonality between them was they were all non-excretors. When we actually started to document the mercury, which wasn't initially evident, but once it started coming out, it really came out. And two of these patients were in wheelchairs. In fact, I'll tell you one funny aspect about this particular patient I'm thinking of. When she came to me, she was in a wheelchair. She couldn't hold her head up anymore. She was 42, 43 years old. Her head was slumped to one side. She was a very active participant in her husband's business, did all the accounting, but she stopped being able to go in regularly. Then she couldn't go in at all. And she basically became bedridden, or she was in a wheelchair, and she just literally had no strength anymore to support herself physically. And she couldn't even hold her head up. And we started treating her, and she was out of a wheelchair, I believe, in about 7 months. I didn't see her for a couple of years. And when the medical board came after me in the last major fight, which was before the 2007 was in 2005, there was a rally some patients had. She shows up, and the first thing she says is, I'm so sorry I haven't been to the clinic. And I was like, hey, you're walking, you're talking, you're great, you know. And so she was, you know, she was really, really apologetic. But, yeah, she was walking. Everything
it's
was fine.
Good
it
news.
Was all mercury.
All right. All mercury. Maybe we'll add into that the Agent Orange reference after the break, and we'll be here to wrap up with you, Dr. Bitar, and RSB, Advanced Medicine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you ever missed this show, remember National News Radio. Of course, our syndicator is GCN. And unique to the Monday afternoon, if you're on the West Coast, evening in the East, medicalrewind.com is an option to just go right to our episodes with Dr. Bitar. Hundreds of hours now. Absolutely phenomenal information. Tomorrow, we're planning to rebroadcast the memorial that we did impromptu for Nick Gonzalez, because it's the day of his memorial service tomorrow. And as you know, Carol Alt called in, and Suzanne Summers and Ty Bollinger last week. The audio was garbled coming out, so you want to hear what Ty had to say as well. Tomorrow we're going to rebroadcast that, so look forward to that. And Dr. Bitar, no, appreciate you so much, and you know that, and the things we've been able to do together are so exciting, and when we get the feedback, it's even greater. As we heard from this new listener, Terry, the other aspect was, as a Vietnam vet, the Agent Orange link, not only to myasthenia gravis, but perhaps any other thing, including cancer.
Yeah, Agent Orange is a major oxidative agent and highly toxic and well correlated with cancer and other types of immunosuppression. I don't know if Agent Orange itself has mercury in it or not, Robert, but certainly it's a persistent organic component. Persistent organic pollutant component in there that is detrimental, and there may be some other aspects from a metal standpoint. But I have treated a couple people with Agent Orange poisoning, and I don't know whether it was the persistent organic pollutant aspect or the metal aspect when we detox them. But you know, when you do both aspects, it's hard to say which one was actually the one that actually resulted in the improvement in the patient. But needless to say, they did improve. And you know, not to change subjects or reduce the importance of the questions that this gentleman asked, but I just want to go back to Nick Gonzalez for a second. And
sure.
And I didn't know him that well. I met him at a conference a number of years ago, and he had heard my lecture. I heard his lecture. I talked with him afterwards a little bit, and he encouraged me to look at William Kelly's work, which is what he actually had. Yeah, I guess he'd actually worked with Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, that was his mentor. As tough as it was, that story is quite extraordinary, what he went through to learn what he learned.
And I actually looked at Kelly's work and got all the stuff I could find on Kelly and started using that aspect in my treatment with enzymes, specifically for the use of enzymes to dissolve the proteolytic cap around the cancer, which basically is a way that the cancer protects itself. And so it wasn't until years afterwards that I realized that Dr. Gonzalez had made his name in that industry by talking about the enzymes. And I just told you off the air, I've just been recently, about 2 weeks ago, looking at increasing and improving some of those aspects of the enzymes. We've used this ever since I've been dealing with cancer. So it is a great loss. I didn't know him as well as you did, but it is a great loss to the medical community. And hopefully his work will continue and further. And that, you know, if I hadn't learned about the enzymes from him, you know, 12 years ago, whenever it was, I would not have included that in our protocol. So
That's an interesting sidelight story. I appreciate you sharing that. Also lots of cancer. By the way, Dr. Linda Isaacs, I pray for her that she'll find somebody such as herself, because she, you know, went side by side into practice with Dr. Nick, you know, when a lot of other doctors wouldn't. And she's terrific. She's got a great heart as well. And she's going to need all the help she can to pick up the patient burden or load, if you will, without Nick being there. So I put that out for doctors that listen to this show. Perhaps you're called to serve in that way. Deirdre Imus is the wife of Don Imus, big radio guy in New York. She does a lot of good stuff on holistic mind and body. She wrote for Fox News a story about the dangers of formaldehyde lurking in everyday products. So we talk about persistent organic pollutants. Who would have thought embalming fluid would be in so many things?
Yeah, formaldehyde is a major ingredient actually in a lot of vaccines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're linking it to ALS now, in addition to other things. We talk about mercury. We can't not. But, again, these are other things that are the persistent organic pollutants that are aggravating already bad situations.
Absolutely. And if anybody can test the negative aspects of formaldehyde, and people have said that to me in the convention, said, well, it's not, you know, making such a big deal out of it. Formaldehyde is used all the time. Well, formaldehyde is used to actually embalm bodies. And those bodies are not, you know, they're not active, they're not functional, they're not working, they're not alive. So to use something to, as a preservative, to fixate the body, I think there's inherent problems with that from the get-go.
All right, exercise. And if you don't, $50 next week when we go on the air again.
And otherwise, stay away from formaldehyde.
Yeah, and stay away from formaldehyde. Don't drink it. Don't put it on your body or in your body. All right, Dr. Vitar, I appreciate you so much. Again, shout out to Dr. Nick Gonzalez on the other side. I know you're doing well. And, of course, the healing continues because, Dr. Vitar, let him know.
The power to heal is yours.
Till tomorrow.
Travel check, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.